This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
8:45, quarter till 9. Gather around the radio, just like you do every morning. You know, the old-fashioned unit, the big giant radio takes up half of the living room. And sit with knees folded as we talk with Monica Hoff Wallace, the Marcel Garceau Jr. Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola, as she tells us the story of the Wisner Trust. How you doing, Professor?
Good morning. I'm happy to be back with you, especially with this good news coming out of the court recently.
But before we get to that, you got to tell us the story of the Wisner Trust, because it's easy to give away stuff that's not yours, and that's what was done here. And with that as the precursor, I'll let you take it. Go ahead, Professor. Please tell us the story of the Wisner Trust.
Sure. So Mr. Wisner, back in 1914, left to the city of New Orleans in trust about 50,000 acres of what is wetlands in St. John the Baptist, Lafourche, and Jefferson parishes. And in 1929, his heirs challenged that gift in trust, and the city.
What year was that, Professor? Just so people know.
1929. So he left the gift in 1914. Then the heirs come back and say, we're entitled to some of that property. And so the city and the heirs settled. And what they settled on was that the heirs would receive revenues for the term of the trust. And this was approved by a court. And the other entities that were receiving revenues, shared revenues, to compromise the claim back in 1929. So here we go, 100 years later, and the trust terminates in 2014. And there was some litigation.
As per the agreement that was made in 1929, right? So, okay, we'll give you 100 years. Okay, fine, 100 years, everybody's happy. Go ahead.
Yes, and actually that was pursuant to the original gift that Mr. Wisner made. He said, I leave everything to the city of New Orleans in trust for a period of 100 years.
Okay.
So in 2014, the trust terminated. There was litigation in the court systems about it, and the court ultimately said the trust terminated in 2014. Now, what happened subsequent to that is when a trust terminates, there is a time period called the winding up period, where the entities who are entitled to the property in the trust are placed into possession of the trust. But instead of just going to the city of New Orleans, all of the wetlands just landing with the city of New Orleans, the city entered into an agreement with the other folks who were receiving revenues. And this agreement, what they intended to do was to ratify and extend and modify the trust that was already in existence in perpetuity, which would allow these other entities to receive revenues from the land instead of the city receiving all of the revenues from the land and deciding what the city wants to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the money. And so that's what was challenged in this court system. There were two, in this court case rather, there were two issues that the court was considering: whether this 2020 agreement that was entered into by the city was even a valid agreement that would allow the trust to continue in perpetuity. And then the court also answered the question of, at 2014, when that trust terminated, who owned the property that was placed in the trust by Mr. Wisner?
And there was an passive action by Mayor Landrieu and an active action by Mayor Cantrell, correct?
That's correct. So during the, if the trust terminated in 2014, what was happening is, you know, the city and the other entities were still receiving funds, and they were, I guess, trying to decide what to do going forward. And instead of the city asserting full ownership as the document provided, they entered into an agreement that the court found to be absolutely null in an attempt to extend the trust into perpetuity. And that's when the council came in and said, no, that property actually belongs to the city, and the city gets to decide what to do with the revenues. They are not owed to these other entities unless the city decides that's what it's going to use the revenues for.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Monica Hoff Wallace. A little bit complicated, a little bit in the weeds. But as I say, and Monica, I made this phrase up, I own it. That's, if you play golf for money, you know that's where most of the cheating goes on, is in the weeds. The Marcel Garceau Jr., Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola, talking about the Wisner Trust and where it stands now and what happens from here. I think we gave you a pretty good history of it. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, so a city not flush with, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a city not flush with cash decides to give some away to the trustees or the former trustees of the Wisner Trust. And Professor Monica Hoff Wallace, help me, don't let me hurt myself here, but basically...
Well, so I'll tell you who they were giving the revenues to, because I think that,
okay,
that will help
tell
if
me.
I name the entities.
Sure.
So you can... So they were giving the revenue to the Wisner heirs, who ultimately assigned some of those revenues to lawyers who represented them. They were giving the money to Charity Hospital, which is now owned by LSU, to Tulane, and to the Salvation Army. So those revenues were given to these heirs and these entities for the 100-year time period. And at the end, the entities wanted to continue to receive that cash, so entered into the agreement with the city to attempt to keep the status quo. The problem is that the intent of Mr. Wisner was for the city to own the property at termination of the trust and then get to decide who receives the revenues from that property. But these entities, LSU, Tulane, the Salvation Army, and the heirs were claiming ownership of the property. They claimed they owned the property, not just the city. And the court decision recently said no. The city, at termination of the trust in 2014, owns the property. And that any agreement to extend the term of the trust and have to continue paying revenues to the heirs, LSU, Tulane, and Salvation Army is null.
So this is
exciting for the city.
There's the capital asset, the land. There's the revenue that it generates. And then there's a lot of money that should have been turned over to the city. And I guess interest, if you want to look at it that way, from 2014, right? So what happens to all of that?
You've got it. It sounds like this property generates about $7 million a year in revenue. And so for the past 10 years, that revenue belonged to the city. And it has been distributed to persons that were not entitled to it.
So did the court address that, or does now the city, because I know the council's looking for the money, and I guess whatever interest, whatever they're owed, I don't know. How would you even go about computing that, Professor? And would that have to be a different legal procedure?
Yes, I think that this ruling will be, I assume this ruling will be appealed to determine the legality of these agreements and the ownership of the assets. And at that point, I think the city has the ability to try to recapture some of those funds.
So what's
those funds? I shouldn't say some of those.
Well, now, when we say the city, we're talking about the council, not necessarily the mayor, right? Because the mayor was the one that...
Well, the council brought the action, but the action benefits the city.
Right. I understand. I get that. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure that we understand who's on what side. So when it comes to the courts, how far does this go? And at what point do we say, okay, that's it, it's over?
So at this point, this was decided by a trial court. It can be appealed to the intermediate appellate courts, which would be the Fourth Circuit in Louisiana, and then it can go all the way up to the Louisiana Supreme Court. And once there is a final judgment, either by way of no appeal, if no one decides to appeal, which I think is unlikely, mm-hmm. if it goes all the way up to Louisiana Supreme Court, then it will be a final decision, at which time then the issue of how to recapture some of those revenues would be litigated.
So if the Louisiana Supreme Court rules, however they rule, can somebody then take that to the Supreme Court, and then it's up to the Supreme Court to decide to hear it or not? And if they don't, then it stays as the Louisiana Supreme Court said?
I think this is purely a state issue, and it should end at the Louisiana Supreme Court.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate it. Very complicated, but you made it understandable. Professor Monica Hoff Wallace, Marcel Garceau, Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola. We'll talk to Cynthia Lee Shang when we come back about hurricane season, Jefferson Parish, and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.